सर्वशास्त्राभिपीयुषा सर्ववेदैकसत्फला सर्वसिद्धान्तरत्नाढ्या सर्वलोकैकदृक्प्रदा सर्वभागवत प्राण श्रीमद्भागवत प्रभो कलिध्वान्तदितादित्य श्रीकृष्ण परिवर्तित ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारसतदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो हरे कृष्णा सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 20 टेक्स्ट 18 And also we heartily welcome all of you to Krishna Balaram Mandir Sunday morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Text 18.
Dhanurviyati Mahindram Nirgunam cha guninyabhat व्यक्ते गुणाव्यतिकरे अगुणावान पुरुषो यथा
वर्ड मीनिंग ट्रांसलेशन एंड सिलेबस परपोज वर्ड मीनिंग धनु द बो रेनबो वियति विद इन द स्काई महाइंद्रम Of Lord Indra, Nirgunam, without qualities, or without a bowstring. Cha, Aldo, Gunini, within the sky, which has definite qualities like sound. Abhad, appeared. Vyakte, within the manifest material nature. Gunavyatikare, which consists of the interactions of material qualities. Agunavan, he, one has no contact, who has no contact with material qualities. Purusha, द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी यथा जस्ट एज ट्रांसलेशन व्हेन द कर्व्ड बो ऑफ इंद्र द रेनबो अपीयर्ड इन द स्काई व्हिच हैड द क्वालिटी ऑफ थंडरिंग साउंड इट वॉज अनलाइक ऑर्डिनरी बोज because it did not rest upon a string. Similarly, when the Supreme Lord appears in this world, which is the interaction of the material qualities, he is unlike ordinary persons because he remains free from all material qualities and independent of all material conditions. Purport. Srila Prabhupada comments as follows. Sometime in addition to the roaring thunder of the clouds, there is an appearance of a rainbow which stands as a bow without a string. Usually a bow stays in the curved position because it is tied at its two ends by the bowstring. But in the rainbow there is no such string, and yet it rests in the sky so beautifully. Similarly, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead descends to this material world, he appears just like an ordinary human being, but he is not resting on any material condition. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that he appears by his internal potency, which is free from the bondage of the external potency. What is bondage for the ordinary creature is freedom for the Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I'd like to offer my obeisances to all the assembled devotees to speak here in Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir, the home of Srila Prabhupada, Sri Vrindavan Dham. So we are discussing the topic of the description of the rainy season in summer season. This is summer season, and we are discussing in the Bhagavatam the description of the rainy season. So Sukadeva Goswami, by describing the rainy season and the autumn season, he compares with so many wonderful things, and he gives lessons on this comparison. So let us discuss this verse. He says, Gunini Viyati. Gunini Viyati. Viyati means sky, in the sky. And the sky has some Gunini. Guna, guna means quality. Guna has different meaning. Guna means also rope. Guna means quality also. Various meaning. So how he compares? He said, what is the quality in the sky? Like here the description of rainbow. When we hear about the rainbow, especially I remember my childhood days. In our childhood, in the school days, we would have puzzle with our friends. We would ask some questions like, tell me, which is the bow having no string? And they would say, oh, Shivadhanus, Vishnu Dhanus, which Dhanus? Kaun sa aisa Dhanus hai jisme pratyancha nahi hai? Which is the bow having no string? And they would scratch their head. And the answer is rainbow. So this is puzzle. So rainbow, you have seen, when the rainbow appears, like sometime it's raining, at the same time the sun is there, isn't it? It's raining, at the same time on the other side you see the sun, and then you see the rainbow, the seven colors like that, beautiful. This rainbow has no string, no pratyancha. So he says that in this verse, in the sky, viyati gunini means garjita sabdavati.
What happens in the sky, the qualities, we said the qualities such as rumbling sounds of clouds, thundering, rumbling sounds of the clouds. So now the sky having the qualities, what is the quality? The rumbling sounds of the clouds. And in this situation, what happens? Nirgunam cha Mahendram Dhanu Abhat. The sky is having the sounds of the clouds. At this time, Nirgunam cha Mahendram Dhanu Abhat. Means the rainbow shines or resplendence having no string. Indradhanush appears having, which Indradhanush having no string, it appears in the sky. So now Sukadeva Goswami is seeing this scene. We also see many scenes in this world. And now Sukadeva Goswami compares this to something, the second line of the verse. What he compares? He says, yatha, jese, this prakar, like, guna vyatikare vyakte, jatha, just like, in this material world, sky has, Indra, the sky has also one guna, quality, that is rumbling sounds of the cloud. In the same way, this material world has some gunas. Material world has, what are the gunas? Sattva, Raja and Tama. Sattva, Raja and Tama, three gunas. He says, just like in this material world, which consists of the interaction of the modes of nature, the material world is consists of guna, but what happens? Agunavan Purusha appears here. Purusha means Supreme Lord, Sri Hari, Krishna, who is Agunavan. One who is having no material qualities, or one who is not affected by material modes, he appears in this world who is consists of material modes. What a comparison. So now we can compare this. How Sukadeva Goswami compares. Again I am saying from this verse, the sky is compared to the material world. Is it clear? Okay, second. The qualities of the sky as rumbling sounds of the clouds is compared to the interaction of the modes of this material nature. This is the comparison. Third, the rainbow in the sky is compared to the Purusha, the Supreme Lord here in this verse. Fourth, the rainbow without bowstring is compared to this Purusha, Supreme Lord, having no modes of material nature. So this is the comparison. So actual Lord is, one question arises, Bhagavan Sagun hai ki Nirgun hai? Whether Lord is Sagun or Nirgun? Where is it? Nirgun. Sagun. Yes, Vijan. Sagun. Sagun. Nirgun. Beyond the modes of nature. So we have to understand that, what is the meaning of Sagun and Nirgun? Whether Lord is Sagun or Nirgun? Sagun means having modes, and Nirgun means without modes. But general understanding in this world is that Nirgun means one who is no narupa masyeha tathepa lobhyate. What is that he says? Gajendra says, no rupa, no guna, like that. We say that Lord is Nirgun means no form, no qualities, nothing. He is impersonal. That is, they call Nirgun. But the Vaishnava explanation Nirguna is different. So here, he says that Lord who is Nirgun, he appears in the Sagun. The world which is Sagun. This material world is having modes. But Lord is beyond modes. He appears in this world. So in the first canto, first 1.1.7, in that Suta Goswami is glorified by the 88,000 of these rishis headed by Shaunaka Rishi. And they are glorifying the speaker of the Bhagavatam. There it is mentioned, Yani Veda Vidam Shrestho Bhagavan Badarayana Anyecha Munaya Suta Paravara Vido Vidhu. Suta Goswami is being glorified by the sages. The sages says, O learned Suta Goswami, Yani Veda Vidam Shrestho Bhagavan Badarayana, you are acquainted with the knowledge of Vyasadeva. Means you have taken training from Vyasadeva. You have heard from Vyasadeva. Not just Vyasadeva. Of course, Vyasadeva is the main compiler of all Vedic literature. You have heard from Vyasadeva. Anyecha Munaya Suta. They say that not just Vyasadeva, you have heard from Anye. Other sages also. Other sages means you can consider like maybe Paila, Vaisampayan, the disciples of Vyasadeva. You have heard from other sages also. Which sages? Those sages, Paravaro Vido Vidhu. Those sages who are also fully acquainted with Paravaro Vidhu. That means those sages who are acquainted with Saguna Nirguna Brahma. Those who are fully acquainted with Saguna Brahma and Nirguna Brahma. So you have heard from Vyasadeva, you have heard from Sukadeva Goswami, you have heard from other sages also. So here one point to be noted, that we should not hear from just one particular speaker. The point here is that like Suta Goswami, he had heard Bhagavatam or Puranas from many speakers. Of course, here we have to understand that from whom you have to hear. Sajatiya saya bhakti abhigya sadhu sangha satavare. Like-minded devotees coming in the same line. Then our mood is intact. Sunna chahiye iska matlab nahi jahan tahan jaake sanskar or whatever channel we hear. It's not like that. We should hear like-minded devotees, those who are in tune with our mood and those who come in our line. In every sampradaya has a proper mood and mission, isn't it? In Gaudiya sampradaya is also one proper mood and mission. Even in Gaudiya, ISKCON has a particular mood and mission. That mood and mission has to be remembered. That Aradhya Bhagavan Praje Satane, our Lord is Shyam Sundar, Taddham Vrindavan, this thing. So here in our setup, in our ISKCON setup, we have many wonderful speakers. Every day, each speaker speaks each verse in a different way, in various angles. So we hear many Bhagavatam classes and from many different devotees. So this is, then what happens if we hear different Bhagavatam from different speakers and they explain in different way, from different angle of view, and then our knowledge becomes versatile. Our knowledge becomes wide. And we hear different, someone speaks about chanting, someone focuses about book distribution, someone focuses about Bhagavatam, someone like that. So in this way, we get various points, our knowledge becomes widened. So in this way, Suta Goswami is saying that Suta Goswami had heard from other speakers who were expert and they had acquainted with the knowledge of Saguna and Niguna Brahma. So what is Saguna Brahma? Saguna Brahma means Brahma or Supreme Lord coming to this Gunamai world. That is called Saguna Brahma. Try to understand. Brahma coming to this world, which is having modes, which is having guna, like 5,000 years back, around 5,000 years back, Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared. In this world, at this place, he performed pastime. He is Saguna Brahma. He appeared and he performed pastime in this world having the modes. And what is Nirguna Brahma? That can be called as Prakata Lila in this world. What is Nirguna Brahma? Brahma, a Supreme Lord in the spiritual world, which is beyond the gunas, that is Nirguna Brahma, which is beyond the modes. There is no effect of modes, no influence of modes. That is Nirguna Brahma. That is Aprakata Lila, that is Nitya Lila, which is going on in the spiritual world. So, that is taking this point to discuss. I want to give you a wonderful narration from a description. What is this Saguna and Nirguna? So, let us discuss about the spiritual world. Where are we? We are also in the spiritual world. So we are in Vrindavan Dham. All of you are in Vrindavan Dham. Those who are staying in Vrindavan Dham, Haribol, fortunate. Those who come to visit Vrindavan Dham, they are also fortunate. Now this is Prakata Vrindavan Dham, and here Mahaprabhu's Lila, Lord Krishna's Lila is going on, Aprakata Lila. But 5000 years back, Prakata Lila was going on. Now, what is spiritual world? What is Golok Vrindavan? Let us discuss. Now, Golok Vrindavan is such a realm which consists of 1000 petals. Imagine a lotus having so many petals. So, what is Golok Vrindavan? Golok Vrindavan having 1000 petals, lotus, and the central part of the lotus, which is the yellowish type, kesar, that is the called Goloka. Goloka. Goloka Vrindavan, we say. Or sometimes they say Gokula also. And that, when dham appears here, this is called Gokula. So let us consider that central part of the lotus, Kamal, that is Goloka. And that is surrounded by two quadrangular areas. See, triangular, then rectangular, this is quadrangular. Okay? So this central part is surrounded by two quadrangular areas. The inner one is called Vrindavan. Okay? And the outer one is called Svetadeep. And surrounding Svetadeep is an ocean of milk. Milk ocean. And that milk ocean is filled with so many Surabhi Lakshyavrutam. You know, we hear in Brahma Sanhita. Millions and trillions of Surabhi cows with their milk, that milk ocean is formed. So again I am repeating, central part is Goloka Vrindavan, surrounded by Vrindavan, surrounded by Svetadeep, surrounded by milk ocean. So this is the spiritual world, which all together called Goloka Vrindavan. Now there is little difference in loving sentiments, mood, bhava. What are they? The difference is, in central part, in Goloka, the mood is in Goloka and in Vrindavan, in Gokula or in Goloka and Vrindavan, the Madhurya Bhava is prominent. Madhurya Bhava is very much prominent in Vrindavan Dham and in central part Gokula Vrindavan or Goloka Vrindavan. But in Svetadeep, the object of love for Krishna's associates is Gauranga. We see Gauranga here. Please chant Gauranga.
Gauranga.
Prem say.
Gauranga.
So that Gauranga resides in Svetadeep. And there the mood is Audarya. In Vrindavan and in Gokul, the mood is Madhurya Bhav is there. And there in Svetadeep, Audarya, extreme compassion dominates the atmosphere. Now the question is, are there any difference between these domains? in the sentiments? Yes. He says that in central part, in Goloka, Goloka Vrindavan, the mood is Swakiya. Wedded loving sentiments. Not unwedded, wedded. Vaivahik. Eternal. The relation between Radharani and Krishna, the relation between gopis and Krishna, eternal they are married with Krishna. There is only one husband, only one purusha, Krishna. That Swakiya bhav is there in the Gokula, in the central part. And this, when we reach to the Vrindavan, the outer part of the Gokula, that is called Vrindavan, where Govardhan and Nandagaon, Barsana, all the parts. So that outer part, that's called Vrindavan. I'm talking about all spiritual world. Please transfer yourself to the spiritual world. So in that part, that's called Vrindavan, there the mood is Parakiya Bhava. Unwedded love. When the gopis have this sentiment, Hamara Sadhi kisse hua hai? We have married to someone, but Krishna is our lover, the paramour relationship. So the Parakiya pastimes are manifested in that. And then the Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes are manifested in Swetadeep. So in Swetadeep, Mahaprabhu is not in sannyasi ways. Gaur Nitai, as you see here, Gaur Nitai is in very beautiful Nava Gauravaram, Nava Pushpadharam, in that form only. And his associates also. So here we have to understand that every one of them is all perfect in its own rights. The mood in Swetadeep, associates of Swetadeep are perfect in their, the mood in Vrindavan, Parakiya Bhav are perfect. The mood in Gokula or Goloka, central part, is Swakiya Bhav, they are also perfect. It's not that someone is superior and inferior. The mood only different. So some acharyas like Jiva Goswami, he explains about the Swakiya Bhav. But prominently most of the acharyas, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, our Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they all prominently talk about the highest Adi Rasa is Parakiya Rasa, Parakiya Bhava. Now how you will see? So this is the diagram of spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan. Now here, what is the mood of Vrindavan? In contrast to the Swakiya Bhava of central part of, which is known as Goloka, the dominant mood in Vrindavan is the Parakiya Bhava. The mood of unwedded conjugal love. Where in Vrindavan, although the gopis do not have, I am talking about spiritual world Vrindavan, okay? In spiritual world Vrindavan, although the gopis, they don't have any husband, but the mood is there that someone may see us. Some jatila kutila may come. Some of our relatives, they may see us. So because of the influence of Yoga Maya, the Brajavasis, they have this sense. The gopis, they have this sense, this mentality that we are married. But we want to meet with Krishna. That only the mood is there because of the influence of Yoga Maya. So in Vrindavan, there the relationship with Krishna is paramour. Now, which of these two moods, Swakiya and Parakya, which is considered the original mood of conjugal love, which is known as Adi Rasa? So Rupa Goswami says from Ujjala Nilmani, he explains that conjugal mellow in two divisions, Parakya and Swakiya. And he quotes from other acharyas, he says, the love of the paramour is the most attractive feature of the conjugal love. Most super excellent. And this reconfirms by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He says, Madhurya Rasa is the above of all the rasas. And within the Madhurya Rasa, Parakiya Rasa is above all. So, the conclusion of the Gaudiya Acharya is that the original sentiment of Adi Rasa. You see, Adi Rasa is Parakya Bhav. Now, when the pastimes of Goloka Vrindavan, now come to this world, okay? Again, I am repeating you. Goloka Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan, Swetadip, and Milk Ocean. Mood, Sokya, Parakya, and then Audarya. When Krishna descends to this world, वो कौन से भाव को और कौन सा जगत प्रकट होते हैं? When Krishna descends to this world, which world appears or which mood he comes? When the pastimes of Goloka Vrindavan are manifest on this earth, however, Krishna's associates from Vrindavan dham, from Vrindavan and Gokula or Goloka, they merge together to become his associates in Prakata Lila in Bhauma Vrindavan. The Sokya mood and the Parakya mood of the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, they merge together and Krishna appears with his associates in this Bhauma Vrindavan, Prakata Lila. This is an extremely important point to keep in the mind while hearing Krishna's Prakata Lila. We hear Krishna's Prakata Lila from 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and some other Puranas. So when we hear about 10th canto Lilas, Krishna's Prakata Lila, we have to keep in the mind that these earthly pastimes display incidents of Aprakata Goloka and Aprakata Vrindavan. These pastimes displays both the Sokya and Parakya Bhav mixed here in this world. And then he says, it is also important to note that the mood of the pastimes of Aprakata Vrindavan, in the spiritual world, Aprakata Vrindavan, the mood is Parakya Bhav, dominate Krishna's Prakatila. When Krishna appears this, although it is mixed, but prominently Parakya Bhav is there, here. Because that Parakya mood of the Vrindavan realm appears in Bhauma Vrindavan and Krishna exhibits that. There only that mood is there, sentiment is there. But here actually they marry with so-called gopas. Is it clear? Here in Vrindavan, the gopis, they get married with that gopas, so-called gopas. But there is no such marriage, but the mood, the mentality is there. Okay, we are married and we are meeting with Krishna. So this is, they appear here and to bring the Aprakata Vrindavan to this earth. Taking these pure devotees from Aprakata Vrindavan, Krishna says, taking these pure devotees, my eternal associates of Aprakata Vrindavan, I will descend to this Bhauma Vrindavan and sport in various wonderful ways. Unknown even to the Vaikuntha Vasis. Unknown. Then I shall broadcast such pastimes by which even I am also amazed. Prema rasa nirjache karite aswadan raga marga bhaktite karite pracharan. This is the reason Krishna appears. To distribute, to release first he will release the prema rasa, aswadana. And how all the living entities, all the jivatmas, all the jivatmas of this world, how they can get? By raga marga bhakti karite pracharan. This we have to understand. After vidhi, sadhaka has to reach to the raga marga, raga bhakti, raga anuga bhakti. In that bhakti, one dasya sakhya vatsalya madhurya, in four rasa, Mahaprabhu appeared to give. In that bhakti, raga bhakti, only one can achieve. Only what is reason. In the raga bhakti, only one can achieve the Goloka Vrindavan. So, this is the description of the Nirguna Brahma who comes to this world, which is Saguna, and he performs the pastimes. So here what happens, one thing is that, now what about Mahaprabhu's Lila in the spiritual world and Mahaprabhu's associates in the spiritual world? It is said that although the associates of Gokula are known to be the expansions of associates in Vrindavan. The Gokula Vrindavan, the gopis, Brajavasis, when they come to Vrindavan, their mood is changed and they think as if they are married and they want to meet with Krishna in that way. The associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Svetadeep are not like that. They are not the expansion. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the expansion of Krishna. This statement is true or false? Again, I am saying, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Lord Krishna. Is this true? Just like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, in the same way, the associates of Lord Chaitanya are the associates of Lord Krishna. They are not the expansion. So here, Lord Chaitanya is not an expansion of Krishna, but Krishna in the original form, observed in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya's associates are not expansions of the Brajavasis, but they are the Brajavasis, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Rai Ramanda, Rupa Goswami, all the Goswami, they are the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are the Brajavasis in the mood of Sadhaka. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes that the pure devotees, following the devotees of Vrindavan, someone is following some associates of Vrindavan. Say, for example, I am telling, someone is following Rupa Manjari, okay, in Vrindavan. So Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada says that devotees of Braj, and the same following in the pure devotees of Navadip or Svetadip are located in the realm of Krishna and Gaura respectively. The identical devotees of Braja and Navadip simultaneously attain to the pleasures of service in the realm of Krishna and Gaura. That means, Seva Sadhaka Rupena, Siddha Rupena Chatrahi, Bhaktivinoda Swami Sindhu says, that in Sadhaka Deha, we follow Rupa Goswami. We follow Rupa Goswami means what? Upadeshamrut, remember. we have to follow Upadeshamrut. Vacho Vegam, Manasa, Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udara Upastha Vegam, like that. We follow Rupa Goswami in Sadhaka Deha means we follow Upadeshamrut of Rupa Goswami. We follow Rupa Goswami means we follow Bhakti Rasamo Sindhu of Rupa Goswami. And then when we become pure, when you become advanced, when you become mature in devotional service, in Siddha Deha, in our internal consciousness, we follow Rupa Manjari. But externally we follow Rupa Goswami, the way Rupa Sanatan exhibited, practiced devotional service. In that way, see, from external point of view, you cannot judge a sadhaka, a devotee, but he is in which mood, in which bhav, manjari bhav ya kaunsa bhav hai. We cannot judge, because he also comes to Mangala Arati, he also chants his rounds, he also attends Bhagavatam, he also attends all the 64 limbs of bhakti, he also does all the limbs, practice, he also practices all the limbs of bhakti. But internal consciousness is totally different. He or she, he, a living entity in the body of male or female, he or she, if he or she is in very advanced state, he may follow Rupa Manjari, or Rati Manjari, or Guna Manjari, all this. So that is, that starts after Nishtha stage only. After Nishtha, we have to reach to the Nishtha at least. We have to reach to the Nishtha stage. After Nishtha stage, those Siddha Deha or Bhava, so the moods, one can have this mood, especially in Raganuga Bhakti. So this is called Saguna, this is called the another point we just read from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's commentary, that the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the associates of Vrajavasi, Krishna's associates. They are not expansion, they are the associates of Krishna. And when I heard one a lecture from by His Holiness Bhakti Chaurav Swami Maharaj, wonderfully he explained. So, faith-giving statement. He says that it is mentioned that without Raganuga Bhakti, one cannot approach Golok Vrindavan. And we are practicing Vaidhi Bhakti. Now, how can a Vaidhi Bhakta, Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakta, approach or reach Golok Vrindavan? It's very difficult. Well, it is clearly mentioned in Bhakti Rasama Sindhu, by practicing Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, you just cannot go to Golok Vrindavan. Because Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti also, one can have the Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nibruti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava, Prema. And that is Sokhiya Bhava, that is Vaikuntha, or at most you can go to Dwaraka. If someone has having this conjugal mood. But Vrindavan mood is different, where Raga Bhakti is prominent. Only by practicing Raga Bhakti one can approach to Sri Vrindavan Dham. So it's an incompatible situation. We are practicing Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, but our goal is to go to Golok Vrindavan. As if they say in Hindi, Bona hoke chand ko chuna. A dwarf wants to touch the moon. It's very difficult. So Maharaj explains in that way, in his lecture, that our hope is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our hope is Gaur Nitai. Because Gaur Nitai are from Golok Vrindavan. Gaur Nitai are from Golok Vrindavan, and they appear to this world to propagate the Sankirtan movement. And through Sankirtan movement, they preach Prema Bhakti. They distribute Prema Bhakti. You know this, you know? They distribute Prema Bhakti throughout the entire world. And one who follow Gaur Nitai, even though he practice Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, he can attain Gaur Nitai. And where is Gaur Nitai? Gaur Nitai is in Golok Vrindavan. Gaur Nitai is in the spiritual world. Gaur Nitai are in Svetadip, that is the part of Golok Vrindavan. Again I am repeating, even by practicing Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, if we are stick to Gaur Nitai, then we will go to Gaur Nitai. And Gaur Nitai are in the Golok Vrindavan. And in one form, the associates, the devotee, he attains the Mahaprabhu's Leela. In another form, he attains the Krishna Leela. Because they are none different. So, from our side, our homework is that to follow Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda. And following Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda means following Srila Prabhupada. Because Srila Prabhupada has established such a wonderful international society, and carrying the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and following his instruction. In this devotee association, international society, we follow Srila Prabhupada and subsequently Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda. Then, by practicing Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, gradually a devotee comes to the stage of Nishtha, then Ruchi, then Asakti, and then spontaneously practice Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti, by the mercy of Gaur Nitai. And then he can attain. So, this is the uniqueness of Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, one who follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Apart from other Sampradaya, Sri, Brahma, other Madhva and other Rudra and others. The Mahaprabhu's intervene in this mission, Mahaprabhu's appearance, it gives a hope to all the sadhakas that when we follow Sri Chaitanya Nityananda, chant our rounds, hear Bhagavatam, what Rupa Goswami says, what Srila Prabhupada explains, if we follow it, then even though we are practicing Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. And another point Maharaj said, the following Mahaprabhu means what? And anyone can say that I am also in the Sankirtan movement, I am also in the Mahaprabhu's movement. If we come in the Mahaprabhu's movement, it becomes complete 100%. Try to listen carefully. When someone claims that I am also in the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it becomes complete 100% when he follows Mahaprabhu's, means he practice bhakti and give it to others. Preach. That is the completeness of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. If someone is practicing well and good, very nice, he himself is, but he has to give the holy name to others. He has to give books to others. He has to preach to others. When we give Krishna consciousness to others, imagine in our life, at least you make one devotee, 16 rounder, and Prabhupada Asra and Guru Asra, at least one. Try. Many preachers, they preach many people. But at least one person, if I can meet and make him 16 rounder and become committed to the devotee and Guru Asra and Prabhupada Asra, that becomes complete. So that is the completeness of Sri Chaitanya Mahapur Sankirtan movement. So I stop here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai. Is there any discussion? You can ask, because I said many things. If you have any clarification, you can ask. Just 2-3 minutes. Any questions, please?
I have a question.
Yes. You are already Vrindavan Bihari. You dwell in Vrindavan.
Thanks. Sometimes we discuss it about preaching, just like in Vrindavan. And some other organizations also, some like Balaji's. And they mention this kind of Jeev Goswami. This Jeev Goswami sent the three proofs for preaching. After Jayadevi broke their Bhava Prem Bhakti. So sometimes the devotee told me sometimes, and I discussed with some other devotees also who do not belong to this call. And they thought, first, you do your sadhana, and then you get prayer, then you go to preaching.
Actually, it's not the mood of Srila Prabhupada and it's not the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, we have to perfect ourselves, our sadhana bhakti. Once I asked a question to His Grace Sutta Kirti Prabhu, I personally asked, what was the mood of Srila Prabhupada? Like we say, na, Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam. Rupa Goswami knows the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I said, Sutta Kirti Prabhu, because you are the personal servant of Srila Prabhupada, so you must be knowing the mind of Srila Prabhupada. What are the mind of Srila Prabhupada? He said the 6 alphabets of English. P-R-E-A-C-H. Preach. This was the mood of Srila Prabhupada, because he was the personal servant of. So Prabhupada wanted, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted, in whatever capacity, in whatever level we are in, we can, from our level, we can give Krishna to others through holy name. Like this, our Sripad, Honorable His Grace Aindra Prabhu and his Kirtan team. Oh, wonderful Kirtan. When they are distributing holy name to the whole world, that is preaching. Someone is doing book distribution, someone is doing youth preaching, someone in various ways. So we must preach. We must give it to others. Okay? The back side one, Prabhu is there. Then we'll wind up.
Hare Krishna. Often we meet devotees from other desires who may not agree that we are not well wishing. And when all the Vaishnavas are meeting such what is the right desire of dedication? Shall we assert that the Lord is Krishna himself? Or shall we say we believe that the Lord is well wishing? Or we should say something that what is the right way to believe?
Actually, because of the influence of Srila Prabhupada's Sankirtan movement preaching, now practically in the world, everyone came to know about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have heard personally from Ramanandi Sadhus, I have heard from Madhva Sadhus, Madhva Sampradaya, that do accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Supreme Lord. Those who are well versed in Shastra, those who have broad mindedness, those who have versatile knowledge, those who have read Shastras, definitely they do accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Supreme Lord who appears in this age. But at the same time, as you mentioned, that some they don't, other sampradayas. So we have so many proofs. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, Kaviraj Goswami gave so many proofs. There's so many, n number of, there is a book also. How Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So we can tell them, we can try to convince them, we can preach them. These are the reference from Bhagavatam, these are the reference from Chaitanya Charitamrita or other scriptures, Veda and so many, Vishnu Sahasranam, Suvarna Varna, Hemanga, like this, all this. And if they don't, then we respectfully keep distance. If they don't, then unnecessary arguing with sampradayic sadhus. They are also some bona fide, some belong to bona fide sampradaya, but they are not aware. Lastly, I just want to tell you one point, that there is a very famous sadhu in Barsana, all of you know, Ramesh Babaji. So one time, one of our ISKCON devotees, he passed away, His Holiness Gaur Krishna Maharaj, he met him and he said to him that, Baba, I want to give you a gift and request you please read this. And he gifted him Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Maharaj said to Baba that if you read this, I'll be happy and you'll be convinced, like that. And reply of Ramesh Babaji that after reading, he convinced that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of God and Sri Krishna. So there are many sadhus who do accept that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord. We are so fortunate that we are coming in His line, as I mentioned, that just by following Gaur Nithai, we will get the highest destination, which is very hard to get, very difficult to get. Hare Krishna. శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కీ గ్రంథ శ్రీమద్ భాగవత్ మహాపురాణ కీ జయ్.